Okay, this week is Parshas Shoftim. We'll start off with a part that we said over many times from the Shavuot Kadosh. Parshas starts off Shoftim v'Shoftim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. You should appoint judges, guards, b'chol she'arecha, know your gates. So Rashi brings down b'chol she'arecha, b'chol ir v'ir in each city, v'shvatecha for each shevet. You should have dayanim to judge people, to watch over people. The Shavuot Kadosh brings down from the Sefer Yetzirah that there are seven gates to the nefesh. Every person's nefesh, there are seven gates. What are the seven gates? The two ears, the two eyes, the two nostrils of the nose, and the mouth, and the pen. Those are the seven gates to the nefesh. Through those seven gates, through the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, a person takes in from the outside and gives off to the, from the inside to the outside. Says the Pasuk, says the Shavuot Kadosh, Shoftim v'Shoftim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. All your gates, all the gates that a person has, his eyes, his nose, his ears, his mouth, make sure to appoint Shoftim v'Shoftim. Watch over them and don't use them the wrong way. The ears, a person has to be careful not to listen to things that are also Rosh and Hara. Like the Gemara says in Ksuvis, the reason why there are lobes on the bottom of the ear, a person could fold it up and block noise from coming into his ear. He could put his fingers in his ears to block anything that's not proper from hearing. Put Shoftim v'Shoftim for all your gates. It comes to the eyes, a person has to be careful by the eyes both ways. What he sees with his eyes, and also the way he looks at others. The Gemara brings down the concept of Hezek Re'iyah. You can damage something if you're jealous and you look, and Ayin Hara, you can damage by looking at it, giving it a bad eye. Person has to be careful with his eyes, say what he sees, what he takes in, and how he looks at others. The nose, a person has to be careful not to smell any things that are also, not to have hanah by smelling any smell from a avodah zarah, things that are also. Also, we find the expression when a person gets angry, like smoke's coming out of his nose. The simon of anger is a person who's boiling over and the smoke is coming out of his nose. So a person has to be careful to watch himself.
What about
Gaiva? Yeah, okay. Gaiva also holds his nose up in the air. Gaiva, or letting off steam, a person has to be careful to watch himself. And of course, when it comes to the mouth, a person has to be careful both ways. What he takes into his mouth, the food that he eats, and the words that come out of his mouth. So be very careful both ways. Shoftim v'Shoftim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. For all of your gates, all the seven gates of the nefesh, the nose, the eyes, the ears, and the mouth, a person should be very careful and appoint guards and ways of watching it, not to use it for avayers, but rather to use it for a for the bar mitzvah. Shoftim v'Shoftim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. The Dumnu Magid is of a beautiful mashal. Because once the king and his son became very sick. The king's son became very sick, and of course the king calls in all the best doctors, and the doctors come and they examine the king's son, and they all tell the king the same results. His son can't eat any dairy foods. No products of milk. If he eats any milk products, he'll become sick. They were able to heal him, and they told the king from now on, if you don't want the son to become sick again, make sure he doesn't eat any dairy products, anything made with milk. So the king listens to the doctors, and he asked around, who's the best doctor? Of all the doctors that were here, who has the best reputation? Who's the most experienced? And they all recommend one doctor. And the king calls over the doctor and says, listen, I want to hire you to watch over my son. I want you to move into the palace and stay here with my son and watch over him and make sure he doesn't eat any food that's not good for him. You know exactly what he could eat, what he can't eat, and make sure that he eats only healthy food. And if you see him trying to eat food that's unhealthy, you have to stop him. The doctor agrees. He moves into the palace and he stays with the king's son. Every meal he's standing watching what they serve the king's son and what he eats. In the beginning, things go smoothly and the king's son cooperates and he eats only what he's supposed to eat. But as time goes on, you know, he doesn't like to be restricted. He doesn't want to eat only the healthy diet. And he tries to sneak in a little dairy food, a little milk. And the doctor catches him. And the doctor says to the king's son, what are you doing? Don't you know it's not healthy? You can't eat it. And the king says, leave me alone, I want to eat it. The doctor's a very soft personality, he doesn't have the power to stop the king's son. And he says, I'm going to tell your father, He goes to the king, he tells the king, you know what your son is doing? Your son is eating food that he's not allowed to eat. The king comes and he yells at his son, tries to stop him. But when the father's not looking, the son sneaks it in until one day the son becomes sick all over again. And again the doctors come and again they have to heal him. And again they all tell the king he can't eat any milk products. It's all coming from the dairy products that he eats. This time when the son is better, the king realizes that this doctor is not going to be able to watch over him. So he takes his son and he brings him to a faraway small village, an old country doctor who has a tough personality, a rough reputation, and he says to this old country doctor, watch over my son and make sure he doesn't eat any dairy foods. You can rest assured that this doctor did the job, and if he caught the king's son eating any dairy foods, the king's son learned his lesson very fast, and he stopped. Says the Dumnu Magid, Shayftim v'shaytrim titin l'cha b'chol shi'arecha. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we all lived in the king's palace. We had the Beis HaMikdash, everyday korbanos were brought, we lived in Eretz Yisrael, we were all in the king's palace. But once in a while we did things we weren't allowed to do. Hashem gave us a menu, what we're allowed to eat, which mitzvahs we have to do, Torah mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, lavin, mitzvahs asay, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. And well, we need a doctor. A doctor has to watch over us. Who are the doctors? The Shoftim and Shoftrim. Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, the Kahanim, the Nevi'im, who gave us Musa, who kept us on the right, who kept us on the right path. What happened, unfortunately? The doctors tried to keep us on the right path. The doctors tried that we should live a life, a healthy life, the way Hashem wants us. And we rebelled. The doctors couldn't control us. And we went and did our various we shouldn't have done. When Hashem saw that, he realized that those doctors aren't good enough. They're not going to be able to help us do tshuva. So what did Hashem do? He sent us far away from the palace. He sent us into Golos. He sent us out to the country doctor. He sent us out to the Goyim into Golos. Or by the Goyim, if we don't behave, the Goyim will, Hashem has the Goyim to teach us our lesson. Unfortunately, when we didn't learn from the Shoftim and the Shoftrim, from the Sanhedrin, from the Kahanim, from the Nevi'im, we ended up learning from the Goyim. But, also, we will have the Beis HaMikdash, we will come back, we'll have the Shoftim and the Shoftrim, and the purpose of the Shoftim and the Shoftrim is not so much to punish us, but rather to keep us on the right path and to bring us close to Hashem. The Pasuk says a little bit further, Pasuk Yutes, Vaisak Mishpat, Vaisak Yaponim, for a sikach shaychad, don't take any bribes. Ki ashaychad ya'aver eini chachomim v'salaif divrei tzadikim. Because bribes blind the eyes of the chachomim and make crooked, they twist the words of the tzadikim. Says the Gemara brings down in Ksuvus Kufheyom and Aleph. The Gemara says my shaychad. What does the word shaychad mean? Shaychad means a bribe. Why is a bribe called shaychad? The Gemara says it's a combination of two words, shehu chad, that the person and the dayan, the judge, become one. When one of the parties involved bribes the judge now is favorable towards him, sees his side of the story, so he and the judge become one, shehu chad, they become one, a lashon of shaychad. The Bach brings down beautiful pshat. The Gemara in Shabbos says, kol dayan, shedon din emes la mitoi. Any dayan who judges a din righteously, truthfully, nasa shutuf la'kadosh baruch hu b'maisi b'reishis, becomes a partner with Hashem in creation of the world. When a person judges truthfully, righteously, becomes a partner together with Hashem b'maisi b'reishis. But, says the Bach, if he takes shaychad, he doesn't judge rightfully, he judges false based on the bribe that he took, he does not become a partner with Hashem. But he remains alone, he remains by himself. Shehu chad, he remains one. Shaychad, a dino takes a bribe, is not a shutta for Hashem, but rather shehu chad, he remains alone, he remains one. They say over the story, in Lvov, there was once a dayan who did not have a good reputation. And people were choshed that he was taking bribes on the side. But yet, when it came to davening, he davened with such a salavas on a Yira Shemayim, you thought it was two different people. But he davened, he looked at the biggest tzaddik, but he was a dayan, his reputation wasn't so kosher. And when it came to Shema, and it came to Hashem Echad, he said Hashem Echad, like, longer than everybody else. So when the Yeshua Yaakov heard the story, he laughed. And he said, It's Pashit. The two go together. I understand why he says Hashem Echad for such a long time. Because whoever judges rightfully, truthfully, is not a shut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mayim separations. Whoever takes a bribe and doesn't judge properly is alone, is by himself, is not a shutuf. So this Dayan takes bribes when it comes to Hashem Echad, he stretches it out, but he wants to make sure everybody knows that Hashem Echad, Hashem is not as a shutuf, but Hashem is by himself, he's not a partner with Hashem. Okay. The Pasuk says later on in the Parashah, Ki seitzei ramochama yevecha, when you go out to mochama against your enemy, v'risa susva rechav, and you see horses and chariots, amrav mimcha, more people than you. Don't be afraid. Because Hashem is with you. Hamalcha brought you up. Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And Perikhof Pasik Alf. The Mefarshim bring down, besides the Pashat meaning, referring to a war against the guy, it means a war against the Yetzirah. Who's the enemy of a Yid? The Yetzirah? When you go out to fight, you go out to fight against your enemy. When it comes to fighting against the Yetzirah, a person shouldn't wait until the Yetzirah is here already. He has the Nisayon, but he should take the first step. He should go out to fight before the Yetzirah presents the Nisayon. He should take measures already to ward off the Yetzirah before the Yetzirah comes. Duna Magid says over a nice idea in this pasuk. He says, imagine a king. A king wants to go fight a war against his enemy. The king calls the generals together. He organizes the army. They discuss strategy. They plan out on the battlefield where each unit of the army should be, and all the plans and all the ammunition is divided up, and everyone has their job they're supposed to do. And the king is very confident, stands a good chance of winning the war against the enemy. Suddenly the king finds out that some of the generals defected over to the other side. They left, and they went over to the other side. Not only is the king worried, but the king feels it's all over. It's a lost war. Because all his strategy is useless. Because whatever strategy he has, whatever plans he has, whatever methods he had, his generals will now tell the other side. And the other side will be ready for any move that he makes because his generals defected over to the other side. He says, Adonu Magid, Mamish the Yetzirah. Ki seitzei ramochama yevecha. When you go out to fight a mochama against your enemy, against the Yetzirah, go fight a mochama. No, the Yetzirah is prepared. He has this Nisayon already for you. You go, I'm going to overcome the Yetzirah. What does the Yetzirah do? V'ro'isa sus v'rechev amrav imcha. Suddenly you see horses and chariots, a great nation, stronger mimcha from you. It says the Dibnu Magid, mimcha. The Yetzirah takes from you. The Yetzirah takes from your averis that you did. The Yetzirah knows all the weaknesses that you have. The Yetzirah knows exactly what tempts you, exactly what makes you tick, what makes you do an Aveira. Mimcha, it's like somebody defected over from your side to the Yetzirah. From the Aveiras that you did, that Yetzirah now has, your generals, your army on his side, because he knows exactly how to trap you. Mimcha, all your strategies are not going to work. All your plans are not going to work to overcome the Yetzirah. Because the Yetzirah is one step ahead of you. He knows exactly what you're up to. If that's the case, a person feels it's useless. I can't fight the Yetzirah. Says the Pasuk, no. Even though the Yetzirah knows all your tricks, even though the Yetzirah knows exactly what you plan to do, don't be afraid. Because Hashem is with you, who brought you off from Mitzrayim. Hashem will help you. When a person has the Yad of the Shemaya, he'll be able to overcome the Yetzirah. Even though the Yetzirah has Mimcha, he has all that various that you did, and he has all your tactics and all your strategy, you should know, like Siyam. If a person wants to do tshuva, nothing can stop him. Habol Gatahar, one wants to be Mitar himself, Messiah Noisai, Min HaShemayim, they help him. Being that it's the Chodesh Elul, and we're, ready to start a Bogen Shreifer, it's saying, Udavar Hashem Mayri, Sfarim, ready to start saying Slichas, it's already, time to prepare for Rosh Hashanah a little bit. So I saw from Shom Shadron, brings down the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yudzayin, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Vayavar Hashem Aponav Vayikro. And the Gemara brings down, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, says Rabbi Yechanan, El Malay Mikra Kosov, if it wouldn't be a Pasuk written in the Torah, E'ef Shalaymai. It'll be impossible for us to say this on our own. Meramei, this teaches us, Vayavar Hashem Aponav Vayikro, Shehes Atei Fakadosh Baruch Hu Kishirach Tzibur, that Hashem wrapped himself in a talis like a chazan, like a shirch tzibur, v'heraloi l'moshe seder tefillah. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the order, the seder of davening. Omaloi, and Hashem said to Moshe, calls a man she Yisrael chaitin. Whatever Klal Yisrael sins, Yasu lefonak is seder azeh. Do in front of me like this seder of the Yud Gimel Midois, Vani Moichel Hem, and I'll forgive them for their avedis. And Hashem showed Moshe tefillah of the Shlosh Esrei Midois. And the Mefarshim all ask on the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hashem told Moshe, Yasu lefonai, do in front of me kiseder azeh. It should have said, Yoyma lefonai, say in front of me. Hashem is teaching Moshe the way of davening. Davening is not doing, davening is saying. The Gemara should have said that Hashem told Moshe, calls a man, she Yisrael chaitin, as long as Bnei Yisrael sins, Yoyma lefonai, let them say in front of me the say of Yud Gimel Midos. What's Yasu? Do in front of me. And Abshalom comes down and he says that the teretz is obvious. The teretz is that by the Yud Gimel Midos, the ikir is not the saying, the ikir is the doing. The ikir is not saying and saying, Lad Hashem Hashem ki Racham Achanun. The ikir is not screaming. The ikir is Mahu Rachum, Ma'ani Rachum. Just like Hashem says, just like I'm Rachum, you should also have Rachmanis. Just like I am Chanun, you too. I'm a Goy Mochesed, you should be a Goy Mochesed. The ikir is not the saying the words, but the ikir is the doing. When a person acts and he has rachmanis on others, he does chesed to others, he doesn't get angry at others and so on, like the Yud Gimel Midos, he conducts himself in that manner, then Hashem says, Ani Meichel Hem, I'll be Meichel them. Just saying the words is not the ikar. The ikar is the asiyah, that a person should learn from the way that Hashem acts, and that's the way he should act towards others. And Rav Shalom is at an obvious to Rav Nosson, and he says, Pam Achas, one time, Hoya Rabin Yoichlim in Zakai, Yoitse Mirushalayim. One time, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was leaving Yerushalayim, v'hoye Rabbi Yeshua halech acharav. And Rabbi Yeshua was walking behind him, v'ro'o beis ha-mikdash charav. And they saw the destroyed beis ha-mikdash. Omar Rabbi Yeshua said, oy lonu, oy to us, al zeh shu charav, that the beis ha-mikdash was destroyed. Mokoyim shemechaprim boy, avoy neseihem shel Yisrael. A place where the Averis of Bnei Yisrael were forgiven. Now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash to bring Karbonos to be Mechaper for our Averis. Omaloi b'ni, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Rabbi Yeshua, Al Yeralach, don't worry, don't feel bad. Yesh lanu kapora acheres hikamaisa. We have another kapora just like the Beis HaMikdash. V'yeze, and what is that? Zeh gemilas chesed. Doing chesed. Shnem like it says, ki Chesed chafatzdi v'loy zelach. Hashem says, I want chesed and not your karbonos. Doing chesed is just an equal kapara as much as bringing karbonos. So people make a mistake. They think chesed means something big, something tremendous. Have to do a tremendous earth-shattering chesed. Chesed is a small little thing. A person does a little favor for somebody. And even if a person doesn't know about it, do a chesed without somebody knowing about it. It's also a chesed. I once said a word over that a chesed is a yid mit chesed. A yid who does chesed is called a chesed. Chesed, do a little bit, whatever it might be, a little bit of chesed. The way a person acts towards others, midah keneged midah, is the way a person is judged in Shemayim. So when it comes Rosh Hashanah time, everybody looks for an eitzah, how they can be judged favorably. So one of the eitzahs that is far more bring down is the way one acts towards others is the way he's judged. Midah keneged midah. A person is nice to others. A person does chesed to others, even on a small level, it makes a tremendous impression in Shemayim, and he's treated favorably with chesed. So even though it's three weeks of Rosh Hashanah, a little more, but a preparation a person has to start, it's already holding Chodesh Elul, Elul Adi Gadoyedi Gadoyedi Li, Elul is also Ishur Reyu, Matanah Solav Yoinim, Elul is Anin of doing chesed. So chesed itself is a very powerful tool that a person has. So we should not be zaycha to use the opportunities that we have of chesed, and we should mechazik ourselves and continue to come together to learn and together we should zaycha to ksiv echsimatayv v'kol kibanshiyah asim shichs kevim yemeinu amein.